After my first breeding, I was not allowed to be fucked in my hookow cunt. But that did not mean other holes would not be used to service the clients. My second week, I did begin to entertain clients in my stall in the hookow stables, still bound and naked, strapped down to my wooden milking frame, legs spread, ass tilted upward, my mouth forced open with a metal O-ring, my big milky udders swinging low, almost to the ground. My first client came in. He was already impossibly hard from just looking at me. I could tell that he liked me bound and helpless. He stood behind me and watched for a moment. I could hear a rustling with his pants. Suddenly, my butt plug was yanked from my tight asshole, and a big, thick, veiny, 10-inch cock was shoved balls deep. I had never been penetrated like that before. I was filled so fully and deeply. It felt like my stomach was being poked. But shortly, the incredible pain was offset by the extreme pleasure of serving a client with my ass. He gripped my thick, plump thighs and hips, withdrew his cock, and thrust again, his thighs hitting my own. He fucked me like that. Deep, long strokes inside of me for what seemed several minutes. I could feel him speeding up, his cock impossibly large in my previously unused ass. It felt like I would split in two, but I did not. When he gripped me tighter, fully hilted himself inside my ass and grunted, I could feel the thick, hot cum coursing deep inside of me. His thighs quivered, and I could feel his large balls contracting, pumping more of his cum deeper and deeper inside of me. When he finally withdrew from my ass, I felt a slap on my ass cheek, and the butt plug was unceremoniously shoved back in, trapping his cum inside. He then exited the stall without so much as a look or word. I had never felt as proud as I was in that moment. Proud to have serviced a client with my willing asshole. I was left there for a time until they brought the machines in to milk my already leaking udders and teats. It was explained to me that a good anal pounding really gets the milk flowing. I was also told to expect frequent anal fuckings, and my stupid little hoo cow heart leapt with delight. I would not have to wait long for another opportunity. Later that evening, a group of foreign businessmen entered my stall. Apparently, they all wanted to take me at the same time. They came into the room, filling it in various states of undress. Cocks out. Some were hard. Some were being stroked. I was sad that my little hoo cow cunny wouldn't be being used, but I understood, and besides, I had other holes to be used. I was surprised that the milking machine was not again brought in, but they informed me that I would be manually and orally milked. A little moo escaped my lips, and my cunt began to drool with excitement. They wasted no time in fucking me. My butt plug was once again yanked from my sore hole, and I felt fingers plunge in to collect the warm cum left from the earlier client. The men took turns dipping their fingers in, collecting the cum, and feeding it to me. I was surprised and excited by the unexpected treat. Truly, I was the luckiest little hoo cow in the whole wide world. Once my ass was emptied of the first client's cum, I felt a large, meaty cock ram up into my ass. It was not as large as the first client's, however, it fucked me much harder and rougher. Before I even had time to think, I felt a large cock ram into my mouth. My head was being held in place, and the client was face fucking me, my mouth unable to close because of the metal O-ring forcing it open. Drool streamed out of my mouth, down my cheeks and chin, and onto the hay below. I could feel the pounding from my ass and the thrusting into my throat, back and forth, being spit roasted. It was truly one of the best feelings in my entire life. I could feel the paces quickening as the cum was eager to fill me. Finally, I felt a grip on my ass, and that same familiar feeling of warm, thick cum flooding my hookah ass. Shortly thereafter, I could feel the cock in my mouth thrust even deeper down my throat, blocking my airway. My eyes widened, unable to breathe, as I felt the hot cum spurt down my throat and into my tummy. A lucky little hoo cow indeed. When the men withdrew their meaty sticks, new replacements soon followed. I was mercilessly fucked in my ass and mouth. I could then feel and sense that people were moving underneath me, and suddenly I felt groping and prodding on my big, milky udders. Teeth and lips and tongues on my teat as they sucked and yanked the milk from me. I came harder than I had ever come in my former life. A cock in my ass, a cock in my mouth, and two clients sucking and milking my teats. It is indescribable to anyone who isn't a hoo cow herself. There is no way to relay the incredible sensation. I was mooing and coming over and over again. My cunt leaked. My teats sprayed milk nonstop, and my ass and mouth were ravaged and fucked raw. The client session lasted for hours. There was always a steady line of cocks for me to service. When they were finally complete, I was left still bound to my wooden milking frame, but covered and filled with cum, drenched in my own sweat and juices. My tits so well milked, but still dripping a little bit of my creamy milk onto the floor. I was an absolute wreck and a sticky mess, but a happy little hoo cow indeed.